once again. My brothers and my sisters around the world, I greet you in the name of the Most High. I greet you amidst all that takes place on and in the earth at such a time as this. I want to greet you with a word of encouragement to take heart, to not allow all that you see going on around you to overwhelm you, to also, you know, to recognize that with all that's taking place, that, you know, we are here at an incredible time on purpose. It's not an accident that we're here at this time. It's not a mistake. You know, we were destined to be here at this time. So part of us engaging at this incredible juncture of humanity is for a departure and a liberation from what has been to what truth really is and what can be. Now, you know, the challenges that we all face are partly because, you know, you're in a finite human body, you're experiencing all of the oppression, you feel the frequencies, you feel the attacks, you experience the hurt of rejection, you experience all these things. But if you've gone through these and you've allowed them to take you deeper within, because the kingdom is within, and you've allowed them to refine your commitment to truth, because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. So if people want Jesus, they want truth. You know, there's no other way. If you say you want Jesus, but you don't want the truth, and that's the real truth with however it manifests, that's the real truth with however uncomfortable it might be. If you don't want that truth and to align yourself with that truth, then the reality is you really don't want Jesus. You want to belong to a club that associates themselves with Jesus, with the name, because there's power in that name, but you don't really want Jesus. But if you want Jesus, then you want truth. And if you want truth, it's a pursuit, and there's a resonance, there's a frequency of truth. So when you see it and you meet it and you find it in others, you respect it, you honor it, and you go with it. And when it's rejected in others, you carry on and you don't stay there. You continue to persist to where you experience truth and where truth can be shared. So the bombarding right now of the people around the world with a blanket, just nonstop trying to get people into this low vibration, these fear-based, root chakra-based, just thought processes, ideas, ways of relating, all of that that's being pushed right now across the board on humanity. And the ones that are going that way, you know, they're in fear-based consciousness. They don't know what to do. They don't have an answer. And, you know, and then what's happening right now, it's going to be a really, really rough time going forward. Because that the group, and following the group and follow the leader in that way, has never ended well. Think about how many things that people have gone into by following the programming, by listening to the programming, by believing the programming. It's been incredibly destructive. Think of the wars that people have gone into and fought. And they've gone and fought and killed and hurt and maimed and been hurt and maimed and died and lost their sons and their daughters. For what? For what? What's changed? The U.S. was in Afghanistan for 20 years. And look at how that ended. How many people went and gave the best years of their life, of their youth and their strength, if they made it out of there, only to just see that whole thing just go up in smoke? Betrayed. Think about all the wars around the world that have been fought and the justification for those wars. And then as history goes on later on, you find out that those were false. The burning of the Reichstag in Germany, the Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, advanced knowledge, advanced understanding of what was going to happen. But they let it happen. Why? Because then they had justification for engagement. A reason to go. Remember the Maine. Yep. You know, like all these things from history. And in the States, what was the justification for going into Afghanistan? Remember that? 9/11. 9/11. Which was never resolved. History of steel construction. In the entire history of steel construction, there's never been a steel-constructed building that has collapsed due to fire, except for three. And those three were all at the World Trade Center. Building 3, Building 4, and Building 7. Anyways, shady business. Insurance policies, stocks being shorted, all this stuff out there in plain sight. Anything adjudicated? No. Anybody that had a question about things, shut down. People that got too close, they're killed, they're taken out, they're stonewalled, they're created a laughing stock. From who? From the people that control that money, those resources, that don't respect anything about humanity and human life. So where are we now? Well, we're at a spot where everything is being known. People are starting to see who's behind the scenes, who's in the kitchen cooking it up. Not just the front men, not just the political leaders, but the guys behind them. They're starting to understand that there's a hidden hand behind these things. That there's people, that this is the cost of doing business. The cost of doing business is to fund both sides, control both sides, because then you get your way, and then you make your money no matter what. You just got to have enough margin in there to fund everybody. It's just corruption. With no regard for humanity. And no consequence in their minds and in their eyes, because they control the main players. They control the narrative. They control the perception through the corporate media. They control the levers of power through politics. They control many of the levers of force. And then blackmail is very powerful on political leaders, and then bribery and honeypots. So a lot of ways for them to get their way, and then you get a handful of holdouts that just try to do the right thing, but all they can do is just sound the alarm here and there, but they don't have the ability to move anything strongly and significantly, because the compromise is so vast. And the indoctrination is so broad. So now, so you can see for yourself, that old system, it doesn't need a reset. It needs to be just reshoveled into the dustbin of history. And a history that we don't even bother to I mean, we just leave it in the archives. Nobody even wants to read it. Because we should be moving forward with organic humanity. Real life. Our true destinies. This is not a time for us to be shrinking away. This is a time for us to be, all of us, to be engaging in any way that we can to proactively make a difference. This is not a time to be trying to figure out how are you going to survive in the wilderness. No, this is the time that they try to find their escape routes. You should be the one pursuing. You should be the one putting your shoulders back and speaking the truth. Because the truth is on your side. Because you're on the side of truth. I'll say that again. The truth is on your side. Because you are on the side of truth. The truth doesn't need a defense. Because the truth is what it is. And you find it. And you adhere to it and you go forward in it, and there's incredible power in that. You have the high ground. Militarily speaking, you have the high ground. Universally speaking, you are on the side of that which is real and absolute. That which is honored outside of this place. Universally, truth is honored. In this place, they turned it into something to be shunned. But that's not the case in real reality. Because this is a backwards situation. So as we exit and we go from backwards to forward, as we ride the wave, the sine wave, from the negative to the positive, from the low to the high, from the negative one to the positive one, as we move, as the frequencies change, as we change, so does all of this. There shouldn't be any fear in you. Perfect love drives out all fear, so change the frequency. Change the focus. This, my friends, is an incredible, incredible, incredible time. An incredible window of opportunity is there in front of you right now. Compromise and compliance is not going to take you forward. It's not going to liberate. It's not going to set you free. Hoping you can fly under the radar, I'll just let you know, they're going to keep lowering the radar. They're going to keep lowering the radar until you are under the ground 6 feet. Then they'll stop scanning for you. Then they'll stop attacking you. The radar is going to keep dropping, going to keep dropping, can keep dropping. Your compliance doesn't help. You stand up. You put your shoulders back. You know, I found out something recently in Texas. If you've got a public official, I was talking to some lawyers here the other day. If you've got a public official and there are 3 independent criminal complaints filed against that public official, they will be removed from office. I did not know that. This is the existing system. And part of the reason for that is because the insurance costs of covering somebody that's getting increasing numbers of criminal complaints, after 3, they can't be covered. So it becomes too expensive to even cover them for the cities and the counties and the rest of these guys. I did not know that. How many of these guys are guilty of criminal actions? Child abuse. To force a child to wear a covering on his face for 5 to 7 hours a day is child abuse. When there's no risk to him. If they put a football helmet on a kid because they're afraid of falling meteors, and they force the child to wear that for 12 hours every day, that parent would be getting pulled up for child abuse. Child abuse. The difference is the ones abusing the kids are the directors of these schools. File your criminal complaints. Put them on record. Make them have to stand up for their actions. Your body expels waste through your mouth. Carbon dioxide is waste for your bodies. You need oxygen and you expel carbon dioxide. If you continually breathe in carbon dioxide, you will die. If you don't get oxygen and you breathe in carbon dioxide, you will die. So you have to get rid of carbon dioxide from your system. It is a waste product of yours. You defecate, you urinate, you breathe, you sweat, This is your body expelling waste. And in the cycle of life, the trees, they need our carbon dioxide, and then they produce oxygen from it, and then it goes full circle. So, to muzzle our kids is not right. And parents know this is not right. But we, at this point, have to realize that the people that have been pushing this upon us, forcing and indoctrinating people into this, they don't know. And they're complying. And they don't even realize the part of the agenda that they serve in the larger scam. They're just doing what they're told as dutiful slaves that want to keep their retirement and want to keep their pensions and want to keep their position and have to make a payment on their house because they've been put into the debt trap. Look, I get it, but it doesn't make it right. How about losing your house and saving the children? This is a novel idea. At what point does a sacrifice become required? How far do we have to get pushed before enough is enough? At what point do we realize what's been done to us and say no further? When? When does that change kick in? I think now is the time that change kicks in. If there was ever a time for people to engage, this is it. Around the world, wherever you are, if there is ever a time for you to engage, it's now. It's now. It's now. Proactively, unashamedly, put your shoulders back and get involved in something to push this insanity back. Compliance is consent. You know, and if you're stuck, if you're having to you know, because they're controlling the food, you can't go to a grocery store, okay, find some other ways. Look and see, find. You know, this is not going to be convenient for us, guys. But try. Try. Listen, some places are easier than others. You know, when we were in Sri Lanka, you got military with guns enforcing these things that a tyrannical government was saying over there. In Texas, much more ability to push back because people respect individual rights much more here. So much more in line with the thoughts around freedom. This is partly why I believe we got that word back in 2014, which we've talked about plenty of times over the years. Save America, change the world. Save America, comma, change the world. That was the statement. You know, I know a lot of people have, it's resonated with a lot of people. Other people have taken it, run with it. Some people have just taken the first part of it. Save America. Fine. But, you know, why did, when we got that, put that out there, put that in the consciousness, and it reverberated and it's gone around the world. The reason that these kind of things come to and through the people of the Most High is because, one, it's doable, and two, this is also part of the instructions that are for us. And it's doable. See, you would not receive something from our Creator, from Source, from the Most High, from the one from whom all things flow. You would not get something from Him, an instruction from Him, that He would not also equip you to be able to do and to accomplish. That He would not resource, that he would not quicken, that he would not give you the wisdom, the people, everything else necessary for that. If you ask a young man to pick up a 20-pound sack of flour, he can do that. So you can ask him that. But if you ask the same young man to go and to move the Statue of Liberty, he can't do that because that's beyond his realm of possibility in the physical. Okay? So for us, if God tells us, save America, change the world, because it's something we can do. That is a 20-pound sack of flour. It's going to require some effort, but at the same time, it's doable. Well, how does that happen? Part of how that happens is when you and I engage. When you and I are proactively involved, every one of us has to take individual responsibility, get off our butts, and do something. And that do something is not, yes, there's some sharing of information and things like that, which, look, if that's where you got to start, fine. But engage. Break the mirror. Shatter the paradigm. Be involved. Make a difference. This is an incredible juncture. This is the time of the exit. We're never, ever, ever going back to what we were in before. Ever. You've got to know that too. So when people want to return, they want to go back to normal, there's no going back to that. And their talk about a new normal, that's not going to happen either. What's going to happen is what we create, what we consent to, and what we actively engage in. So I encourage you to be part of that. Be part of that process. You are a creative being. So do it. Alright, love you guys. Bless you. Drop us an email, fakemix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. We'll talk to you again soon. Okay, bye.